Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Saldana High School's boys baseball team had a resolution to honor their recent championship victory at the Saldana City Council's June 12th meeting. The team worked under the direction of head coach Ken Gibson and assistant coaches Charles Chris Meckelson, Jesse Dawkins, Atticus Gibson, and Max Pave. The Saldana Stars defeated the North Pole Patriots on June 1st with a final score of 23-0. The winning team was made up of 18 members, including Levi Caleb Mickelson, Colby James Sturman, and Jet Donovan Brophy. While this was the Stars' third straight Division II state title, Saldana Mayor Paul Whitney says he would like to see the legacy continue.
Now, therefore, be resolved by the City Council of the City of Saldana, Alaska, Section 1, that the Saldana City Council commends the Saldana High School baseball team for their outstanding performance in winning the 2024 Division II title championship. Section 2, that the outstanding performance of the Saldana High School baseball team deserves to be commended for the honor and recognition they have brought to their parents, their school, and the residents of the City of Saldana. Congratulations. I hope to see you all here, or most of you here, next year. When we repeat again, four-peat, I guess.
Once the resolution was officially enacted, everyone at the meeting congratulated their Sohi boys baseball team on another amazing accomplishment. The Assembly is seeking to put a borough-wide bed tax on the 2024 ballot. For more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly will introduce an ordinance at its upcoming meeting on Tuesday seeking to add a potential bed tax measure to the ballots in the fall 2024 elections. Ordinance co-sponsor Tyson Cox says the tax represents potentially an additional $5.3 million in revenue for the borough each year. Cox, who co-sponsors the ordinance with Assemblymember Brent Hibbert, says a bed tax would offset costs incurred by the borough from visitors to the peninsula, and he would like to know if voters support the borough footing this subsidy, or if they would like to see those folks essentially covering their own costs.
Do they believe we should continue to subsidize our visitors when they come?
Said the Assembly Vice President.
We have a high cost of services that go very high in the summertime and are much lower in the wintertime, and we are the ones subsidizing that.
If the ordinance were to become a ballot measure and passed by voters, among other key components, the code that would be created would only apply to accommodations of less than 30 days, would remove the current 3% borough's general sales tax from short-term accommodation and overnight camping rentals, and would establish a borough lodging tax of up to 12% on short-term accommodations and overnight camping rentals with no daily sales cap of $500. Cox added that the bed tax does not represent an additional cost to property owners. The renters cover the full tax.
If I was coming here to stay in a hotel room for one night, it would cost me, not the owner of the building or the business.
Currently, 49 Alaska cities and boroughs have a bed tax. The tax rates range from a low of 4% to a high of 12%. Of the 19 organized boroughs in Alaska, only the Kenai Peninsula Borough, Aleutians East Borough, North Slope Borough, and Northwest Arctic Borough do not utilize an additional tax on temporary lodging. If the ordinance becomes a ballot measure and the voters pass it, the new bed tax will go into effect on January 1st, 2026. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
It's sometimes hard to believe that Alaska has a summer season when it's freezing cold temperatures for a large portion of the year. But thanks to some of our pollinators, this state can celebrate Alaska Pollinators Week from the 17th through the 23rd. According to a proclamation from Governor Mike Dunleavy, Pollinator Week provides an opportunity to promote the protection of pollinators. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.